Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and a free 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/soulawakeningpodcast. Again, that's audibletrial.com/soulawakeningpodcast. And on the show's website, soulawakeningpodcast.com, we have a reading list of some of our favorite books, which are all available on Audible, along with a link to receive your free download. To receive notifications of when new episodes are released, just hit the subscribe button in whatever app you are listening to this podcast on. And don't forget to leave a review while you're there. So thanks and enjoy the show. Hi, and welcome to the Soul Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Kat Fowler. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different than the last few, as we'll be talking all about healing and reintegrating your inner child. So when you hear this, you're probably like, what does this even mean? We all have an inner child. Some of us really honor it. Some of us ignore it, suppress it, and pretend it doesn't exist. I was one of those people, and it was leading to a lot of pain in my life. And I was very serious all the time, and I really didn't like kids. Like, I had a big problem with kids. They annoyed me a lot. And so these were all signs for me, I didn't know at the time that I had some inner child wounding and needed to have some healing around that. So I remember doing a lot of research on this a few years ago and not really finding anything that I loved. There's certain techniques that certain therapists use and things like that, and none of those really resonated with me. And so it was only on my own spiritual journey that through meditation and through just self-discovery and self-inquiry did I find a method that really worked for me when it came to my inner child healing. So this episode is a solo cast, but it's not really going to be too much explanation. At the end, we're going to be doing a really nice long meditation in order to work with the inner child and heal the inner child. And it's something that I'd recommend that you treat in a sacred way. So what exactly is your inner child? Well, I'm going to give you the definition off Wikipedia, and then I'll elaborate on it from what I understand from my own personal experience. So in popular psychology and analytical psychology, the inner child is an individual's childlike aspect. It includes what a person learned as a child before puberty. The inner child is often conceived as a semi-independent sub-personality subordinate to the waking conscious mind. So every human being, regardless of how you feel about children or how childlike you think you can be or act, every human being has childhood wounding. And this can be very traumatic on the spectrum of things like abuse, alcoholism, sexual abuse, all these things. Or this can be you were always told to be quiet and you were never allowed to express yourself. So no human is perfect. Not one person on the planet has perfect parents. So every single person has some form of childhood wounding that occurs. And the reason that I'm doing this podcast is because it gets to a point where we don't even realize why we act the way we act sometimes when we're triggered, or why we have certain issues or fears or phobias around some things, or why we can feel unworthy of love, or why we can feel unsafe, or, you know, all of these things. And not always is the root the inner child, but a lot of the times it can be. So I'm going to lead you on a meditation. It's more of a self-discovery kind of meditation, where ideally you'll discover what your inner child has to say to you, and then how you can be there now for your inner child. So also we hear a lot about reparenting and reparenting ourselves. And what that really means is you give yourself the things that you needed most when you were a child that you never received. from your caregivers. So if you were abandoned by a parent, then the thing that you would be working on reparenting yourself with would be being there for yourself. If you were constantly criticized and constantly, in a way, rejected by a parent, then what you're going to be working on really with the inner child is having yourself and having them feel supported, having them feel loved, worthy of love without having to achieve anything. If you, growing up, had a very traumatic upbringing with lots of violence or any spectrum of that, then your job for your inner child to reparent yourself is to show them that they're safe now and that you can be there for them. And no matter what, they will always be safe from this point on. So now that you're getting the gist, I'm going to give a personal example of recently an unprompted inner child healing that I did on myself that was really beautiful and really profound. And a lot of times you might go into these meditations and not even realize you're still holding on to some things, but it can be very liberating when you really have the bravery, have the courage and the strength to step into that space of the unknown. And really the difficult part is stepping into the pain, because the thing that so much of us run from and the thing that our ego is really trying to work so vigorously at protecting us from feeling or experiencing it all is just pain. It's our deep pain inside, our sorrow. And so when you go in to do this inner child work, that's kind of what you're going to have to expect. Like, it might be a deep sadness. Some of you, if you had pretty relaxed childhoods, you might even just be surprised that you see them in such joy. But we never really know. So I'll give you my personal example of what inspired me actually to offer this as a podcast. So one day I was walking my dog in the morning, and we live in New York City, and so we were just walking around the blocks, and I was passing this elementary school, probably kindergarten to elementary school playground. And so we're walking and we're seeing all these little kids, probably ages from, like, I don't know, 6 to 12 or so. And so as we're walking by, there's all these kids screaming. Like, imagine what the playground would sound like. So it's almost like a soundtrack, like just kids screaming, laughing, running around, like just so much joy. And I'm like, oh, this is really sweet. It's such a nice reprieve after living and, you know, working in the city for so long, just to see kids and them having fun. So we're passing by these basketball courts and then this, like, big playground. And at the very end of the playground, I see a little girl. She's probably around 9 or 10 years old, maybe a little younger. And she's sitting all by herself. And all the other kids are in groups. They're playing sports. They're all having fun. And I just see her all by herself, and she's just looking at her hands. And I noticed a teacher was walking over to her and started to say something as I started walking by. But when I saw her, my heart just broke. I didn't understand why I felt so emotional at the time. I literally started to, like, tear up, not cry, but just tear up as I'm leaving. And I was like, oh man, why? What's going on here? And I was like, okay, I feel really bad because she's all by herself. But why is that really affecting me? And then I realized, oh wow, this was me. It was because that was exactly who I was when I was in elementary school growing up. And it hit me, oh my gosh, this is an aspect of myself that is still holding a tremendous amount of pain right around that age. And I have to go home and do something about this. So I got home and I sat down and I was like, okay, let's figure this out. I knew that I needed to really get to the root of this. And so I went into meditation. I called in my guides. I called in some ascended masters. Mother Mary is amazing for working with inner child wounding and helping to heal that, as well as Archangel Samuel, really beautiful for love. So I called in my higher self, God. And when we do this meditation, you can choose to call in whoever you choose that's of the highest love, light, and truth that resonates with you and your frequency for guidance and for assistance and help. Or you can just do it with yourself. You don't need to call in anybody else. So it's really only what resonates with you and your belief system when it comes to these meditations, and that is what will make it the most effective. So I sat down, and as I'm meditating, I bring into mind my inner child. So it was around the same age as that girl, so maybe like 8 to 9 years old. And I first got the image that we were sitting on one of those parking curbs in this big parking lot, which was my elementary school playground. And she was sitting all by herself, similar to that girl that I saw, and just playing with bracelets on her arm all by herself while all the other kids are running around. All the teachers are doing their own thing. And so when I first saw this, instead of being sad like I was when I saw that girl on the playground, I actually became pretty angry, because I was like, wow, what is wrong with these teachers as to like not see the fact that someone could be so isolated and do something about it? And what's wrong with these kids for also being so cruel at like age 8 and 7 and, you know, in elementary school? Like, how does this happen? And I was really upset, and it got me like in that kind of protective mama bear mode of my own inner child. And I was like, okay, this isn't the right response. So let me work this out, because really at the bottom end of all anger is just pain. So I'm like, okay, I'm really mad at these teachers, pretty mad at these little kids that they're just like isolating this little girl. And why am I so angry? And how can I be mad at little kids? This doesn't make sense. And how can I say that kids are so, you know, we all hear, quote unquote, kids are so cruel. And I really have to think about that. I'm like, is this all true? Guess what? It's not. Okay, what can make one kid bully another? Or what could make one group of kids isolate another kid? I really do believe that children are so pure. They're so innocent, no matter what. And it's really up until the age of 7, and I've said this on previous podcasts, like, we're just being programmed. Like, we're in a different brain state, and we're just a compilation of all of the things that our parents have ever told us and conditioned us with, and also society. And so growing up, my family did not have a lot of money at all, and we went to a school where a lot of the kids had a lot of money, so that was one thing. Another thing was, it was an all-white school, and my mom is not white. She's from the Caribbean. She's from Aruba. And so I'm mixed, and a lot of the Catholic school moms weren't very friendly with my mom because of that. And my parents were also having lots of marital issues, and because I went to such a small school, if anything happens in anyone's life, everyone knows it. Also, I was the only vegetarian. My parents aren't really super religious in the Catholic sense. They met in an ashram, and so me and my sister were raised in a very different way than the rest of the kids in this Catholic school that I went to. And so for all these reasons, I was an outsider. So knowing all this, I'm thinking, why would these kids, why would that mean anything to these kids? Like, why does money and how much money someone has, why does it matter if a kid's parents are going through something or not? So I really had to sit with that. And when I did, I was like, oh shit, it's not the little kids, it's the parents. It's the parents. And it's the parents who are wounded themselves, and it's the parents who think that they're doing the best for their kid and looking out for their kid. But it's the parents and their own biases that are being placed onto these children, and those kids are just repeating everything that they've learned at home and everything that they're told by their parents, whether it's implicitly by watching their parents behave, or whether it's directly through what their parents say to them. So I'm sitting here and I'm like watching as I'm realizing this, literally feeling the anger leave my body for these kids, like leave, completely just leave. And I'm like, wow, like I held on to this for so long. I held on to this for so long that I'd even have dreams about it in my adult life, like nightmares back at school, because it was kind of horrific for me. It was really traumatizing being bullied all the time, being isolated all the time, for being different, just for being different and weird compared to the rest of the kids and not following the same Catholic school norms as everybody else. And so I realized that these group of girls that would constantly isolate me and bully me were really just repeating everything that their moms were doing to my mom at those, you know, stupid PTA things and Girl Scout meetings, whatever the heck. You know, it was exactly the same thing. The way that those mothers felt about my mom is exactly how those kids on the playground treated me. And it's pretty shocking, you know, when you think about that. You know, we think about childhood bullying, and the real solution is not necessarily working on that child and that child's behavior by putting them in detention or suspending them. The real solution is talking to those kids' parents, because all the kid that's bullying others is doing is mimicking what their parents are doing to them at home, or what they're seeing at home being done to another parent. And I realized, like, wow, this is all generational, and it goes up so many levels. Like, it is just layers and layers and levels of generational trauma being passed down within family lines, and it's just perpetuated until we realize, no, I'm not going to live this way. No, I'm not going to treat others unfairly. No, racism isn't acceptable. No, I'm not going to just follow these societal conditions because that's what I'm told to do. That's not how it works anymore. We are in a time, and we are the generation that's saying, no way. Like, we're just not following that shit anymore. We don't have to live in a trauma state constantly anymore just because you did and you didn't have the tools to work with it. So, okay, I'm not mad at the kids anymore, but now I'm pretty furious with the parents of these kids. And I'm like, all right, this isn't helping. So how do I get rid of this? So then I had to really consider exactly what I just said. Those parents are just perpetuating what their parents did to them. And those grandparents are just perpetuating what those great-grandparents did to them. And the cycle goes on and on, until we come to this point where we do this work, where we work with our inner child, when we do our own personal healing, where we break it. We break that chain. We break the cycle. So then I was able to really release my anger over the whole situation and at those parents. And then also I went back to the teachers and I was like, okay, everybody is literally just acting 99% of the time through a very programmed, unconscious state. And perhaps the teachers that were neglecting the child either had similar pain and it was hard for them to look at, or they were neglected themselves as children. And that's just why it happens. If it's your job to take care of the situation and then you're not doing that, then there's a reason for that. Whether it's a conscious decision on their part or an unconscious decision, there's always a reason. So once I understood that essentially everybody that's inflicting pain on another is acting from their own pain, then I finally let go of all the anger. And then all I really felt was the sadness underneath of myself as the child. So then I go to talk to my inner child. So I started to ask that portion, that aspect of myself, that inner child, around that age of maybe 8 or 9 years old, to step forward and to tell me what's wrong. And so she did. And she was very lonely, very sad, very upset, but not showing it, and just feeling completely isolated. And I asked her like a full-on conversation. This is all within my meditation. So I asked her, how are you feeling? What's going on? And she's like, well, none of the girls at school like me. They all make fun of me. They don't want to play with me. And I'm all by myself. And every time I go somewhere, they walk away from me. And the main girl who's popular really doesn't like me. And I don't have any friends. And that makes me very sad. So, of course, at this point, I'm like bawling. But so I'm like, okay, because now I'm the rational adult here. And this is an aspect of myself that has never had the healing that she needs. So I'm here almost the same way like a parent would be to her at that time. And so I realized, okay, this is where all of my issues with unworthiness stem from. This is where it is, on the playground. That's where it comes from. And I was like, okay, so even though I was sad, I'm like the parent here and she's the child. And so with my rational mind and my mature adult being, I say to her, okay, well, you are worthy of having all of the friends in the world, just like everybody else. And you're worthy of receiving so much love for being exactly who you are. And she was like, kind of like hunched down and like not looking at me and like, really? And I was like, okay, she's not believing this. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to show you. And so I'm like, okay, well, let's figure this out. Let's go on the playground and let's see what's going on. And so we go onto the playground and I see all the kids that I used to go to school with when I was in elementary school, which is wild, as I couldn't tell you half of their names anymore. And I gather all the kids on the playground. And so I'm like, all right, kids, let's all get in a circle. And so everybody gets into a circle. We're all facing each other on the playground. And I was like, we're going to do a little exercise today just to show us that we're all the same. And so I said, one at a time, let's each of us say, I am worthy and lovable. So we went down the circle and each kid said, I am worthy and lovable. I am worthy and lovable. And I don't know, it was maybe like 15 kids, 20 kids. And so I'm just going through all the things that essentially to teach my inner child everything that she felt made her less than. I wanted her to see and know from everybody that it doesn't, that she is equal to everybody else, just as worthy, just as lovable as everybody else, just as special as everybody else. So then I went through the circle and I began asking questions. And I said, okay, if your parents have a lot of money, does that make you more worthy or valuable? And everyone said no. And as I was saying this, the kids that came from a lot of money stepped forward in the circle and they stepped back. And I said, okay, if you come from a family that doesn't have a lot of money, does that make you not worthy or lovable? And everyone's like, no. And so all the kids that were in the middle of the circle then stepped back. I said, if you're a boy, does that make you more worthy or lovable than if you're a girl? Everyone's like, no. Then I did skin color. I was like, okay, if you have lighter skin, does that make you more worthy or lovable than anyone else? Everyone's like, no, all these little kids. I said, if you had darker skin, does that make you more worthy or lovable than anyone else? No. And so as I'm doing this exercise for my inner child, so it can really be reinforced, and so she understands everything that she deems herself to make her less worthy or less lovable than anyone else, or not worthy of friendship, not worthy of respect, not worthy of acknowledgement. I wanted her to see this from the kids. But so as I'm doing this, I'm also like, where does this come from? Why do 8-year-olds and 6-year-olds and 10-year-olds, why do they believe in these things? And I realized so much of this is literally societal programming and conditioning. Like, why would it matter to a kid if another kid has a lot of money or not? Why should that matter at that age? Why should it matter if someone's a boy or a girl at that age, why should skin color matter at such a young age? Why does that matter? It shouldn't matter ever. But why do kids at that age, why is it something that they already have certain opinions about? And it's not only the parents, it's society. It's society. It's where you grew up. It's the culture you grew up in. It's the media you watch. It's the programs you watch. It's this, the big companies that I won't name that create the cartoons that you watch that tell you, you know, you need to aspire to certain things. All these things have these little implicit biases that end up really hitting you at the core level when it comes to your programming, and you don't even realize it. And there's plenty of psychological studies on this. You can Google what implicit bias means, but it's something that's really prevalent, and it really happens when we're younger and we're programmed by our parents and by society, our families, our cultures, and the media in particular that we are exposed to. And so I'm having this realization and I'm like, wow, this is wild. Like, if we all knew this, I feel like everything could change, especially for the generation that's upcoming to be parents. Knowing that as a parent, I think it would change the way that you decide to act around your child, how you decide to hold and act within your home. And just as an individual, I would hope that you start to look at your own biases and potentially where they come from. Sometimes they're so deeply rooted, we don't even realize that. We'll get into this another podcast, but like, what is success? You really have to think of it. Is success having a big house, having a lot of money, being XYZ? Where does that come from? Is that just because that's what we've been programmed into as the quote unquote dream? Or is success really what makes us happy? And if we've achieved a state and we're doing work in the world that leaves us fulfilled and feeling joyous and happy, is inner peace a measure of success? So this is a whole nother thing. So back to the meditation. So after we go into the circle, I thank all the kids, I thank the teachers, everyone disperses. And I go back to my inner child and I'm like, so how are you feeling? And she's like, I'm feeling better. And I was like, do you realize that you're just as worthy and valuable and special as everybody else here? And that every single person is equal to one another when it comes to their worth and their value and how special they are. They're all the same. We're all the same. We are equally worthy and lovable and special, and we all have equal value. And she was like nodding her head and with a smile on her face. So I was like, okay, are you ready? And she was like, yeah. And so this is where I did a little bit of energy healing on myself, but I wrapped her in a beautiful pink bubble, and I literally opened my heart to her, and I saw her slowly integrate and merge into my heart. Literally, a piece of me came back, and I, at this point again, was bawling some more. And I placed my hands on my heart, and I just was like, wow, this is what I needed when I was younger. And it didn't happen so I could come to this point in my life where I could do this for myself. So I could reteach and reprogram myself these lessons that I was teaching those kids. So I can reteach my inner child and really help my inner child heal, know that she is worthy and know that she is lovable and know that she is worth acknowledgement and respect from all other people, regardless of any of the things in her life that told her, that society told her, made her less than. So that to me was such a beautiful experience because I really integrated a wounded part of my inner child. And I remember at the end sealing it with a promise saying, I will always be there for you. I will always be there to remind you that you are worthy and value. I will always hear you and be with you and acknowledge you. And I'm here for you always. And I love you so much. And sealing it off in that way, I could just feel this joy emanating. Like, sadness was releasing, so I'm really crying, but there's also just these tears of just joy, just like streaming down, because I understood this is what it feels like in your heart, and this is what I always needed. And so much has changed since then, because you realize so deeply where this is all coming from. So this is what I want to offer to you. You may have a completely different experience. And I want to say that this is a meditation that I've done several times. I've done with several different periods of my life as a child that needed healing and integration, that they needed to reintegrate into my heart. So you may only, you know, have to do this meditation once or twice. You may find it something that you want to come back to at a different time. But I do highly recommend once we do this meditation that you just keep an open mind and know that whatever comes up, even as wild as it seems, go with that. Trust it. Know that that is your inner self, your higher self, your soul speaking to you, telling you that this is what we need to do right now. So just trust yourself. No matter what comes up, trust that this is what needs to come up. And I also recommend grabbing your journal or something to write on. It's really nice when you handwrite because you really ground into the reality of these things, these healings that occur in a more etheric space and realm. So I recommend just grabbing a journal, pen, so when you're done, you can just write about your experience. Okay, so when you're ready, you can find a comfortable seat somewhere at home. Ideally, I wouldn't do this on like a crowded subway or while driving. So find a comfortable seat. Ideally, you can be undisturbed. It's nice and quiet. And just make sure that you're sitting comfortably. If you know you tend to get tired, try to sit up straight. You can use pillows to support your back. And then when you're ready, you can take your glasses off and turn your phone on airplane mode as you're listening to this, just so that you're undisturbed. So now as you're getting situated, allow your eyes to close. Let your shoulders relax down away from your ears. And soften your forehead and your jaw. And just together, take a full breath in through your nose. And a long sigh out through the mouth. Do this two more times on your own. If you want to make your sigh audible, feel free. Just doing this begins to trick the nervous system into relax mode, rest and digest mode. So nice big breath in and long deep sigh out of the mouth. And once you're ready, you can just begin breathing through the nose again. Just for a moment, place your hands on your lower belly below the navel. And take a slow breath in and begin to fill up your hands. Through the nose, just take a gentle breath out. Again, slow breath in. You should feel the lower belly expand, the hands widen. And a gentle breath out. You should feel the hands gently draw in. If you have trouble accessing this part of the abdomen, you put a little pressure with the hands on the belly. Again, slow breath in. Belly expands. Long breath out. Belly relaxes. Shoulders relax. Jaw relaxes. Forehead relaxes. Now keep going with this for a few rounds. What we're doing is, it's called diaphragmatic breathing. It's just deep belly breathing. It allows the diaphragm to descend on the inhale and relax back up on the exhale. And what this does is it also begins to downregulate the sympathetic nervous system and bring us into a more relaxed state. So wherever you are, just take another breath. We're gonna add on here. We're gonna add on counts. So when you're ready, inhale for 4 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, and exhale for 4 seconds. 2, 3, 4. Inhale for 4 seconds. 2, 3, 4. Exhale for 4 seconds. 2, 3, 4. Inhaling. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhaling. 1, 2, 3, 4. Again, inhaling for 4 seconds. Belly expands. Shoulders relaxed. Exhaling 4 seconds. Belly gently draws in, spine nice and long. On your own, just for a minute, We're doing this equal part breathing. Again, just to begin to regulate the breath. If this is very simple for you, then elongate this. You can make this 5, 6, 7 seconds, but whatever your inhale is, make sure your exhale is even to that. If this is challenging for you, really try to smooth out the breathing. Make it less mechanical and make it almost like a wave flowing in and out of the belly. And at this point, you can just let the breath be natural. You can let your hands relax on your lap. If you really like the assistance of the hands on the belly, feel free to keep them there. But otherwise, you can just have the hands relaxed on your lap. And we'll begin to move into our meditation. So take a moment just to observe with the eyes closed your surroundings. So notice the sounds around you. The ones that are really close to you, maybe the sound of your own breathing. The ones that are far away. Notice the sounds that are constant, like the drones or the hum sounds. And just become really fully aware of that external environment. Now let's begin to turn our awareness inward. And we'll just do a light scan of the body to really bring us fully into our physical body. So begin with bringing your awareness to the top of the head. And just gently begin to scan down. So starting with the top of the head, just in a three-dimensional way, begin scanning down the body. Scanning down the forehead, jaw, neck, shoulders, and all you're doing is observing how you're feeling. No judgment, just observation. Arms, wrists, hands, scanning down your torso three-dimensionally. When you notice those points of tension, again, no judgment, just observing. Oh, that's there. And if you have the ability to, you can relax it. If not, just breathing. Scanning down the belly, scanning down the torso towards the pelvis, scanning down the legs, knees, calves. Ankles and feet. And you can begin to gently grow roots down through the feet into the earth. So not only do we have our 7 chakras, the 7 energy centers within the body, the main energy centers, we also have these minor chakras within our body and the soles of our feet and the palms of our hands, behind the knees, around the eyebrows, all these different points. Your chakras dilate, open and close. Same like the pupils of your eyes. Begin to open your feet chakras. Allow the roots to extend down very deep, very wide. And just take a breath here. Now bring your awareness to your tailbone, the lower back and the tailbone. And from here, let's begin to drop a cord all the way down to the core of the earth. So dropping the cord down past your building, past the bedrock, past all the different layers of the inner earth, down into the core, right into the center of Gaia. And once it's reached, you can either grow roots from that cord, or you can place an anchor, the symbol of an anchor, just almost hooking you into Mother Earth. So what we're doing now is grounding our energy, which is really important when we start to do these meditations where we go kind of deep, working with elements and aspects of ourself from our past. So now as you're grounded, begin to expand that cord, the width of your body. Some signs that you're grounded is you may begin to feel tingling in the feet, tingling in the legs, or coolness in the legs. And what that is that you're feeling is really beautiful, nourishing earth energy, gently moving up from the core, moving up the feet and the leg meridians towards the root. Just gently nourishing us. Now at this point, feel free if you'd like to call in any higher guidance, whether that's your higher self, you can ask God for assistance, the archangelic realm, any ascended masters like Mother Mary, Jesus, Buddha, Maitreya, Saint Germain, whoever it is that you resonate with, your guides, your personal spirit guides, your team of light, or again, you can just call on yourself and ask them to assist you with this meditation, with this inner child healing. Set the intention to be open-minded to whatever comes up. Set the intention to heal and integrate an aspect of your inner child that needs healing. Set the intention to meet yourself with full, unconditional self-love. And you can set the intention that the highest healing available to you can occur in today's meditation. Now take a moment just to surround yourself in beautiful golden light. So your aura is about arm's distance away from you in every direction, three-dimensionally. It looks like an egg. A nice healthy aura looks like the shape of an egg. Visualize golden light, golden shimmering beautiful light surrounding your aura, the outside perimeter of your aura in every direction, to create a healing environment as this meditation proceeds. You can also visualize a golden sphere about a foot above your head, just showering down into the aura, almost like a sprinkler system, filling up any places that need nourishment, filling up any places that are depleted, and gently now sprinkling down into the physical body, just gently filling up the body with light and gently dissolving any blockages that may be present. Just like rain gently flowing down, it all gently releases down through your grounding cord to the core of the earth. And the earth uses this like compost. It recycles it to create fresh energy. Now, in this space, I'd like you to bring yourself to a moment that made you so happy, your happiest memory as a child? And see yourself. What age are you? Where are you? What are you doing that's making you so happy and joyful? What outfit are you wearing? What does it sound like in that environment? Are there any smells coming to you? Just trying to immerse yourself fully in that space for a moment. Getting as much detail as you can and feeling the joy and the love emanating from your heart in that moment in time. Okay. Now, shifting gears and being brave, I'd like you to remember a time in your life as a child where you needed love the most, where you weren't feeling so great, or you were very sad, or upset, or neglected, and where you needed love the most and it wasn't given to you, where you needed support, love, attention, and just a parent to be there for you, and it wasn't there. Just take a moment just to bring yourself to that place and notice yourself here. How old are you? What do you look like? What environment are you in? Are you very clear with where you are? And the situation that's causing this pain. Now, I'd like you to step forward and speak to your inner child so lovingly in the way that you would speak to any child and ask them how they're feeling. And be open to whatever comes up. And ask them why they're feeling this way. What happened? And if you're feeling emotions, just let them flow. Tears are very healing, just letting it flow if it needs to come out. Now I'd like you to ask your inner child what you can do for her or him at this moment. And just be open to whatever advice, whatever they say. Now I'd like you, as the new parent, to be there for them and tell them what what it is that you wish you heard, that you wish you were able to know at that time in space as that child. Be the parent, be the loving caregiver that you wish you had in that moment. Be the support that you wish that you had, and offer them that for a moment. Say and speak from your heart and just share with them freely and openly. And now I'd like you to promise them that you'll always be there for them. Promise them that you will always protect them. Promise them that you will always keep them safe. That you will always love them. Let them know that they are eternally cared for. That they will never have to experience that again. Because you will always be there for them. You can give them a big hug if you choose. Just taking a moment to say goodbye. Just letting them know that they'll always be within you. And you can talk at any time because you are always there for them. Now visualize wrapping your inner child in this beautiful bubble of beautiful pink energy, surrounding their aura with beautiful pink. If you have a color that speaks more to you, feel free to use that. You can use green, gold. Pink is a very nourishing, loving, caring, supportive color. And now also surround your own heart center, the actual physical heart, in that same color, surrounding it in that beautiful pink color. And also you can fill your aura or surround your aura with that same pink color as well. So there are three aspects being really beautifully held in this nurturing, shimmering pink color. And now you can slowly let your inner child know that they'll be with you forever. And you can start to bring them into your heart. You can see their entire bubble just slowly integrate and move into your heart space. And with that, you can take your hands and place them over your heart. And just take a moment just to sit with how you're feeling. And breathe into it. Just enjoying the emotion. knowing that you have just fully integrated an aspect of your inner child within you. Knowing that you are your best parent, your best caregiver, your own best support. And just being open to whatever messages, mantras, or visions that are coming to you in this moment. Just being open to receive any last blessings from this meditation. Now, when you're ready, you can just begin to release your hands and begin to bring your awareness back onto your breathing. Just by taking a nice deep breath. Becoming conscious of your body again. And when you're ready, just beginning to scan down your body. Just noticing how you're feeling now in this new state of being that you have reached. Scanning down from the top of the head, moving down the body, past the throat, on the torso, down towards the pelvis, towards the legs, towards the feet. Again, regrounding your energy through roots. Bring awareness to your tailbone and once more reground yourself, just dropping that cord right back down to the core of the earth. Once you reach that, you can create that anchor or create roots. And then just expand that as wide as your body. So expand that grounding cord as wide as your physical body. Just take a breath here. Begin to become aware of the room again with the eyes closed, just noticing those sounds, noticing the sound of your breathing. Just begin to bring yourself fully back into present time and space. Remembering the location that you're in, the day that it is, right now, and even the approximate time that you're in your time zone. And take a moment to thank your guides for their assistance. Thank any of the ascended masters or beings of the highest love, light, and truth that were present in this healing meditation. Thank the archangels if you called them in, God, your higher self. And lastly, thank yourself for the courage that you had on this journey to be open to receive the information and to reintegrate an aspect of your inner child today. So just take a moment of gratitude, thanking yourself for moving on to this healing journey that you're on and continuing forth to the process of really relearning who we truly are, realizing our true self, our true nature, the love within. When you're ready, just take another breath. You can very gently open your eyes. And just take a moment just to journal what you saw, what you experienced, the feelings you had, the realizations you had. So you can pause this podcast if you'd like and just take a few moments just to journal everything that occurred and all of the realizations that you had and the way you're feeling now at the end. And so once you're done journaling, I always recommend writing the date on any of your entries because it's always really interesting to look back on the times and the days that these things occurred and where we were in that moment. And just know that you can come back to this meditation at any time that you feel it's needed. You may find that you'll have a situation in your life that a trigger comes up, and that's definitely a good indicator that there's an aspect there that could use some healing. Or you may have an event like I did where you walk right by it and you're moved to tears, you don't understand it. So please use this in any way, shape, or form that you can, as many times as you'd like. And I highly recommend that you share this with others, share this with your partner, share this with your friends, share this with your parents, because even our own parents, they have their own inner child. Everybody does. And just share this with anyone that you feel could benefit from this meditation today. So thank you so much for joining me again. I'm your host, Kat Fowler, and I'm wishing you peace, love, and joy for the rest of your day. I'll see you on the next episode.